do you think, is the legislature going to play ball this session, Dick Batchelor?
You know, I think the governor needs to learn, first of all, he can't take his ball and go home. He has to play. Take Senator Mike Fasano, you know, chairman of Subcommittee on Appropriations for Criminal Justice. He had the governor's people up before him testifying on Department of Corrections. The governor says, I'm going to relieve 1,290 positions or something. And Fasano said, well, it's not that easy. I want to privatize three prisons. I want to privatize Veterans Hospital. And he's asking questions. And the governor's staff said, well, they beat up on me. They were rude to me, and I'm not going back. Well, yes, you are, because they write the budget. He doesn't understand the process. You know, a government employee, when they go before an appropriations committee, if they're not given the kind of answers the senators want, the senators have every legislative and constitutional right to demand those answers because they've got to fund the state of Florida. That shows that he doesn't understand. One more point, too. Keep in mind, there's another agenda. You'll be shocked by this. Senator Herodopoulos, Senate president, is running for the U.S. Senate, says he's raised $1 million. Two questions. One, were he not Senate president, could he raise $1 million? Rhetorical question. Question number two, not so rhetorical. Does he have a different agenda than the governor? He wants to be elected United States Senate. His agenda is different. So you're going to see a lot of, there are too many personal, I get back, defer to Lou's point again. He needs to establish personal working relationships. He can't demand what he wants. It will not happen.
We've heard about the Senate. Yeah. Lou, what do you think about the House?
Well, I don't think it's really any difference. The one thing that you have to look at is, okay, what does the executive branch do? What is the legislative branch? What is the judicial thing? And one of the things the legislator does is they have oversight. They can call hearings. They can call the executive branch up to explain. And you know, one of the problems the Republicans had when Bush was in there, they were foot soldiers for Bush. They never really had any hearings, never had any oversight. And Democrats weren't much better. I think this is going to be different. I think these are not going to be foot soldiers for the governor in the legislature.
Can you compare the mood between the relationship between any other governor and a legislature for a comparison?
Well, no. And I guess, Dick and I've known most all the governors since 66 and so forth and that. And this is the, I think, has the opportunity to be the worst relationship that has happened in all those years. Can you think of any?
I can think of one where there was animosity, a lot of animosity. When Ruben Askew got elected in 1970 as governor, served for two terms, and he ran on the campaign, his button read, Ruben Who, because no one even heard about him. Same year as Lawton Childs got elected. But when he was the governor, he had conservative Democrats in the panhandle, Senator Barron, the Senate president,
Dempsey
Red
Barron. Yeah.
Deputy Childers and people like that. And I've actually been in the governor's office when Senator Barron would sit on the governor's desk with his back to the governor and tell the governor he would run the legislature and not the governor. So you had this animosity back then. And guess what? He had the power to do it. And Ruben Askew is a very strong person. So, again, you've got to play ball with the legislature. They control the ball. And they can move the goalposts if they want to. So you've got to play with them.
Do you think, is this at all an inverse of the relationship of Charlie Crist and the legislature, where you had a more liberal governor than the legislature? Now you've got a more conservative governor than the legislature. Is that a fair comparison at all, Lou Fry?
Sort of, but I think you got to look at the people. I mean, right, Charlie came out of the whole thing, no matter what you say. He was a state legislature. He was a cabinet officer. He was all part of this thing. Charlie would rather get something worked out than have confrontation. It wasn't just his style. So you're looking at two different people who approach the same job from totally different standpoints. And a lot is going to be told, but I think maybe the governor will come out of this session with a little more respect for the legislature and what he has to work with.
Well, I think, you know, working is going to be important, but to keep in mind, too, the way our forefathers wrote the federal constitution, and of course that constitution reflects that, with the balance of powers. And one of the balance of powers, one of the great attributes, is that House and Senate members have to go home to the district. The governor's got the whole state. So what they're talking about, you know, you got a $3.6 billion budget deficit. He wants to solve that deficit by not funding substantial programs. No hearing aids, eyeglass ditches for old people, no organ transplants, some very pretty serious stuff. The point I'm trying to make, though, some of those local legislators that have to go home and hear about that are not going to be as excited as he is, because the number two part of his agenda, he still wants to cut $3 billion by doing away with the corporate income tax, which is the lowest in the country, and doing away with about $1.5 billion in ad valorem taxes, basically shifting the burden to local government. So that's not all going to happen. It's nice to have a platform. But the point I'm trying to make here, all government is local. Tip O'Neill said it. It's true. And the legislators, in my opinion, are less apt to adopt his budget.